Once again, friends, it's TikTok Tuesday time. Some people said that I should actually get like a different background or maybe different music to differentiate TikTok Tuesday from the 10-minute takes videos, now that it is kind of becoming its own thing. I probably will eventually. I just gotta shake the tree of the guy who does my animated backgrounds. Then again, fat dev at the computer table with a phone. That kind of fits, doesn't it? I don't know. But you guys have sent me a handful of more videos. So, let's begin.
They are writing another ticket, I think number 15.
15 tickets.
Handing out food to those who don't have the chance to get it easily.
Whoa, what? Wait, hold on, I gotta watch that again.
They are writing another ticket,
I think. Tickets for handing out food?
For handing out food.
Yeah.
To those who don't.
To the homeless, I guess.
To get it easily.
Is that really a thing? You can't hand out food to the homeless without getting ticketed? I mean, maybe it's because they're, like, not an official charity. Maybe it's because, you know, they don't, like, the food hasn't been checked by some sort of authority or, like, secured or something. So, like, maybe it's full of poison. Like, who the fuck knows, right? It's possible. Like, maybe you have to actually be working with some sort of a certified aid organization to be able to do this legally. That's possible, I guess. It's kind of funny to listen to commies scream about mutual aid, mutual aid. Let us help our poor, unhoused neighbors. And then complaining when they get ticketed without doing it with some sort of accreditation, when in other areas of life they clearly understand the need for accreditation. Everything can't simply be anarchy.
I put a microchip in my arm and it's the best thing ever.
What?
This chip is a powerhouse. It's got everything I need. A credit card, my ID, my...
Oh, this sounds unsafe.
Even my keys. And when it's time for...
Can't you just like scan her arm and take it?
And bam! Transaction done. It's like magic.
Oh!
Medical emergency. It can save my life.
The future is now, old man.
Medical history. I feel like a sci-fi character, and I'm loving it. This amazing chip is totally free. That's right.
Oh, don't trust the Australian government with this shit.
The surgery is quick. They'll give you a cookie afterwards. The government has frozen my bank account, and it can freeze you. You have to listen to my story.
Oh, God.
Because time is running out.
Let's hear it.
A few days ago, I made a post on social media about a danger of having a chip implanted in my arm. I thought
yeah?
I was exercising my right to free speech. This
oh.
morning, I woke up only to find that the video I posted was gone. And
oh.
it was just the beginning of it.
Oh, no.
As I was trying to pay for my coffee, the microchip in my arm stopped.
Oh, your Starbucks doesn't get it. You don't get your Starbucks anymore.
When I got back to my apartment, it locked me out, too. Everything was in there, including my cat Misty. This is why I posted this video as a warning and a plea.
Oh no, darling. I remember back, Jesus. I think it was during Gamergate times when Zoe Quinn was going around saying she was the first cyborg because she implanted like a magnet underneath one of her fingertips so she could do like certain magnet jobs, right? You know, if like a piece of if a tiny screw falls like deep into a tiny crevice inside of a computer you're working on, you got to get like a little magnet thing to fish it out. You have a magnet in the tip of your finger, you just reach in there, poke it. Oh, you got it. Nice. Okay. But what she also did was she put an NFC chip inside of her hand. I think the NFCs are the same thing used in Nintendo's Amiibos. The idea is that they can store very tiny amounts of information. And even back then, I was always thinking, man, if you're storing like sensitive information on this, something can always go wrong. There are people who can scan cards by like running a device over your wallet or something. That's what the whole Ridge Wallet thing is supposed to block. By the way, not sponsored by Ridge Wallet, but I do like their wallet. So if you want to give me some money, Ridge Wallet. But the point is that the I think they call them RFID blocking plates. You could have someone run a machine over your wallet or over your pocket as they walk by you, scan information off the chip on your credit card, and then use that to spoof the credit card. There's lots of ways to just scan people and get information from the stuff in their pockets nowadays. And so I always thought, if you have a chip underneath your finger or your arm or your hand, yeah, it's convenient and it's kind of cool to just like scan your hand in like a futuristic cyberpunky kind of way, but man, that's dangerous. Criminals can just get your shit. And now, as you've seen with this woman, governments can just fuck you up. Oh, everything's on a chip. They can just lock you out if you have wrong think on the internet. She just told the police where they are hiding on live TV. Oh, no. Oh, my.
But I just came out here to clear his name because I don't want him to go to jail or nothing like that. And I know they looking for him. They not going to find him. He at my mama house. Him and James at my mama house. Chilling.
They're just chilling.
No, they waiting for me to pick them up right now. But I'm about to leave. Is this live?
Oh, is it? Oh, you should have asked that first. It's live. Oh.
Hey, James and Big Mike, if y'all watch it, I'm on my way to come get y'all now, dog. Y'all know I got y'all.
Oh,
y'all. You know my man.
I got
you. I got you. Even though we ain't officially married.
I got you right to prison.
You better marry me after I do this. But I want to give a shout out to my Instagram real quick, SG Tally.
Oh, I hope the Instagram clout was worth it, girl. They're getting arrested and now you're an accessory. My God. Ooh, nice music.
Thanks for shopping.
Thanks for shopping as you just take everything. Wow, they're just walking out. I keep finding videos. Every week that I do one of these TikTok videos, someone sends me a clip of people just walking out of stores with arms full of stuff. Like, no one gives a fuck. I've been sitting on a book. It's a small book, but it's a leftist political theory book called In Defense of Looting. I've been sitting on that book for a while, and now that the whole shoplifting craze is kind of going wild on social media, I should probably finally do that video too. This one's soundless, I think, so I guess I'll just talk through it. Why the fuck's my hairline already receding? I'm only 17. Oh, dude, that sucks. Like, that's my hairline now, and I'm in my 30s. He's 17? Fuck, that sucks. You trying to trade, homie? All right, let's see what this kid's got. I like how they're all growing their hair long to hide it. Oh, buddy. Oh. Yeah, you gotta grow that hair long to hide it, man. It can't get worse than this. Let's see. They're all... All these bros are feeling it together. Oh, God. Oh, dude. We're all in it together. Let's see. Here's a twink kid. Oh, no, dude. Twink death is real. Oh, my God. Big foreheads unite. Oh, his isn't so bad. His isn't so bad, right? I win. Okay, let's see it. Let's see what you got going on. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, gee. He's, like, almost fully bald. Oh, my God! I'm sorry, guys. Like I've still got most of my hair, and I'm thankful for it. My hairline's definitely receding over the years. I can tell. You can go back and watch a video of me from 10 years ago. Definitely. Oh, God. Girl harasses Gaston, and he rightfully forces her to leave. Don't just touch him, lady. Yeah, he's like, get out.
Leave.
Oh, he's not joking. Get the fuck out.
Leave.
Yeah.
Leave.
She's like, yep, you're done. Fuck you. Dude, like, that's just sexual assault. And she's laughing like, oh, it's completely fine. I'm a girl. I'm harmless. Ho, ho, ho. It's like, what the fuck? No. In fact, one of the comments underneath this was like, yeah, he overreacted. He didn't have to embarrass her like that. What? Are you fucking kidding me? Reverse the sexes on this and see if you'd say that shit. You got some, like, let's say you had Belle up there and a guy starts grabbing her tits. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's a performance, there's kids there. Like, are you fucking retarded? I just see him being a jerk. I wouldn't have done what she did, but come on, LOL. These people actually think that women can't sexually assault men. It's pretty fucking disgusting. Oh shit, the drive-thru order is no good. Oh no, her car! Oh my God. Oh, the tree!
Oh God, please tell her to stop. Oh my God, tell her to get away from the car.
Oh my God. Is she rolling out into traffic? Sometimes McDonald's workers might put the wrong burger in your bag, but lady, you're gonna step out of the car and freak out and it rolls away? Like, oh my God. You know, now that Naomi and I actually have our own vehicle and we're driving around the city and we're doing stuff, the more that I see these car videos, the more that I'm like, I'm still laughing at them like they're just, oh, you're stupid, haha, like I used to. But now I'm like seeing, how could you be that dumb? How could you be that negligent considering how much stuff you have to like know and learn to own and drive a car and what it's like to actually be behind the driver's wheel? How could you forget the important things to freak out about a burger? I don't get it, dude.
Hey, so you've come to my house to complain about my baby wearing pink.
What?
I was just asking, really, why you keep putting her in pink and not other colours?
Well, traditionally, girls often wear pink.
It's not your baby, lady!
Well, I think you'll find that was back in the day. I don't think it's today. I think you can wear any colour you want now.
It's a fucking baby! It's even your baby!
She has other, like, clothes as well, but her favourite colour is pink.
Well,
yeah,
I've only ever
normal.
Seen her in pink, and I think that's
this
not
fucking busybody,
her to
have dude.
Freedom of what,
what do you mean freedom?
She wants to be.
She,
freedom. Well, she should be like,
she's a baby.
She's not a baby.
She's a baby. She's two.
She looks a lot older than me.
Oh,
but
my God.
Well, hold on, Mineo. What's any of your concern?
Yeah, like, it's not even your business, lady.
I'm concerned because I believe that the world has got better since we've got all this fluidity with genders.
Jesus Christ.
Different types of genders now.
Okay.
And I think by dressing...
Imagine the local Karen...
She doesn't want to be a girl...
...coming over...
...she wants to be a...
...to police what you put your kid in.
Or whatever.
Jesus.
She would have been dressed in pink and you would have confused her. So I think it's nicer to dress people in all different colours... I mean, she'd look beautifully in yellow, wouldn't she?
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, she's wearing yellow now. Hey, baby.
I hadn't seen she was sorry. But she's got pink trousers on.
Oh, my God!
Now, I do like the rainbow. I definitely like the rainbows on her.
Like, what the fuck is this lady's problem?
Okay. Okay. Firstly, yeah, you're wearing pink glasses, okay?
I think you'll find these are mauve. Are you colorblind?
Mauve.
Something. These are mauve.
Oh, my God.
What color are these, young lady? Yeah, she says pink, but they're not pink. They are mauve glasses.
Okay, so.
And actually, they're blue inside.
What the?
So a little bit of pink, mauve, and blue. I've got all the colours, you see.
Sorry.
Much healthier for the brain, the mindset.
Sorry.
I'm actually stunned here.
Baffled to like why you're actually here.
She just comes up to their place
just
and is like,
"Why you keep dressing girl in pink? I think you should give her more choices of colour."
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, but. However I want to dress her, okay, yeah? The way I parent it is nothing to do with you.
That's true.
It's to do with me because I feel for people these days and I think they should have more choices of what colours they want to wear.
Well, this lady is a book club or something. Fuck.
Don't think it matters.
I don't need to teach her about all this.
My God. Like, you can tell, were those weren't Australian, those were bonger accents, right? This is a Brit bong thing. Man, imagine living in some British suburb, and the local Karen comes up to you and complains that you put your daughter in pink clothes. You know what? I think I finally understand why Sargon swung to the right wing, because you wouldn't ever see this shit here in Canada. Yeah, there's some weird shit happening with our government, that's for sure, but like, a random Karen coming up and complaining that your daughter's dressed in pink clothes? No fucking way. No way, no shot, as the Zoomers say. All right, buddy. That's another TikTok Tuesday clipped and shipped. I know combined with yesterday's video and today's, this was not exactly the most highbrow content that I've put out. But don't worry, we're coming back tomorrow with some good shit. I will see you guys there. Have a good one. I love you.